Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. The future isn't scary, not realizing its potential, however, could be. Just like on the recruiting trail, I've seen potential come in many forms as a coach. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Corey Thompson retired. So we'll speak about Tarpane, and then we'll get to Corey Thompson. The reports are around 850K a year. Timmy, what do you reckon about that price that's being reported?
Yeah, look, I think he's... I suppose he's worth it on what he's done this year. He's, you know, arguably the best prop in the game. He carried the Raiders to a top eight spot. I mean, I think he'd probably get around that money at numerous clubs in the NRL. My personal attitude towards, I think I've said it before, but I don't like signing front rows on big money. Tarpane has been really good for that for a number of years. This, and particularly the back end of this season, was the only time he's had that form that you've probably gone. He's an $850,000 a year winger. So I wouldn't pay probably any prop in the game that much money. You know, maybe a Haas or a, I mean, Lolo's playing up front at their peak, sort of that money, but I personally think it's too much. But at the same time, we spoke about the Raiders, was it last week or the week before, about them struggling to attract big names and whatnot. So it does mean we've got money to spend on probably positions that other clubs wouldn't. And Joey Tarpane's been the recipient of that due to an unbelievable year. I think you'll find that, you know, he'll be a bit of a bolter for a sort of top three or top five in the Daily M's this year, because those last 10 to 12 rounds where he was nearly our best every week, the only bloke probably stealing any Daily M points off him might have been Hudson Young. So, look, absolutely stoked as Raiders fan that we've got him. Maybe he's a little bit overs, but at the same time, if he can continue this form for a couple more years, you're going, well, you know, we know he can play up to that price.
Yeah. No, I agree. I think, if he keeps playing the way he played this year, it's 850K. Is a good price. I agree as well. There's a bit of a Canberra tax there. I think that, you know, a player like Tarpane would be getting offers from probably every club, and to keep him in Canberra, you know, you're probably going to have to pay that little bit extra. You know, so I agree. I'll probably land him around the 700K mark. If I that's where I would love to have him. That's where I think both parties win. But market pressure, plus the fact it's ACT, plus the fact he's just come off a year and a half of absolute, well, especially like a year, but a year and a half, I think, of really good footy. If he can continue to play this way, then I think the 850K is well spent. And it's just the concern is like, what if he has a quiet year next year?
Can find an injury as well.
And he can be injured. Now, not too bad, though. He's been pretty good, what, last year and a half? Last 2 years?
Last 2 years, he's getting there, yeah.
Yeah. So what do you reckon, Guru?
Yeah, I agree with everything you've said, and you know, I would have him around the 650-700K mark as well. But if I'm the Canberra Raiders, and once again I've said it a few times, like, if he wants 800, where am I going to spend that 100K elsewhere that's going to be worth not having?
Exactly. And also,
if I'm not going to pay him 800, someone fucking will, based on the last 6 months.
And so, and then sometimes clubs have to ask themselves, and you alluded to this, is like, what are we without him?
Yeah.
Because I'm like, the Raiders without Tarpane are not a top eight side. No offense, but no way.
Yeah, not this year.
And there's not two 400K front rowers you go out and buy.
No,
that equal to what Tarpane does.
Well, who's on the market right now that could replace what he means to that side? Now, unless you could go out and get like a Mitch Moses to partner Whiten or something, which you can't because you're going to have to pay $1 million for Moses. Yeah, I think it's a really good deal for Tarponet. I think it's a good deal for Raiders as long as, you know, he keeps playing like this. I think that if he goes back and he plays solidly, then it's probably a solid deal for Canberra because eventually he'll come back around. You know, so yeah, great deal. I think, you know, if you take the money out and you just – that the fact that they re-signed him and they got it done without a massive hoopla and all that kind of stuff, we have to remember, guys, this is a guy that, you know, it wasn't seeing eye to eye with a coach only 2 years, you know, a year and a half or so ago. Now, all of a sudden, he's signing, what, 3 year deals? Off. Well, he's signing, like, what, a 5 year deal? That's incredible for the club.
Yeah.
Incredible for the club. So, massive congratulations. I think also, you're probably, Papali'i will free up the cap in 2 or 3 years. I think Papali'i will probably move on. Not that you know, he wasn't incredible in the final series at all, but what's he, 32 now? Mm. Man, and he has, fuck, one of the greatest Raiders of all time. Boom, said it. There it is, on the table. You can say what you want, do what you want, don't care.
The Dolphins will sign him in 2 years for $1.2 million, I reckon.
Yep, biggest signing too, great Papa, the big fella. I'd love to see him over in the Super League just fucking charging up the middle. Just get your cash, big Papa. You've earned it. He has been so good for so long now. And he had his own, you know, things that he went through when he was a bit younger.
Yep.
I think he's the perfect guy for Tarponet to learn off as well. So, great stuff for Raiders. Well,
they've both followed, you can talk about them all, but a pretty similar career path. They both started on the edge, moved into the front row and became the alphas at Canberra.
Both had shit haircuts too. Good thing.
The 5 year deal is an interesting one for that much. I think
was it 5 or 4?
I think it's 4 because
4 is it?
It's 5 if you include 23. But I think it was
because he's already on contract 23.
Yeah, yeah. So it's a four year deal. 4 year deal. Yeah.
And so 850 would start basically when does Papali'i come off contract? That's interesting.
He's got to finish his career there, doesn't he?
John? Surely. He's got it. He's one of the greatest Raiders of all time.
You would think so. It won't happen now because of who they've signed, the Dolphins, but I just thought that potentially that bit of a Bennett-Papa connection from Origin. Papa, big family man, grew up around, I think he's a Brisbane
Logan?
Boy.
Or Logan,
Logan, Logan, so up around there. I thought Redcliffe would have, I saw him going there as a marquee player, but with the signs they've had, it won't happen. So hopefully that allows him to finish his career. Like, he's been at the Raiders. I remember when he signed as like about a 16-year-old, 16, 17, through Harold Matz SG Ball. He's been at that club for, 15 years.
Yeah, it's incredible.
This is interesting. He's signed 22, this Papali'i, 22, 23, 24, and then 25 is a mutual option.
Interesting. Jeez. So I reckon what the Raiders have done is that, so 20, he signed 24?
24 locked in 100% and then 25 is a mutual option.
So I reckon what they've done is that first year, I reckon Tarponet would be on a bit less, and in that fifth, that 25 year is when his contract will go up to the 850 mark. Mm. I highly doubt he's on like 850 bang off the bat, and so I think the Raiders have timed it really well, and I think they've probably had discussions with Papali'i as well. Like, you know, how much longer do you have left in you? He's probably said, mate, I've probably got, you know, 2 years or whatever, 2-3 years. So, mate, front row, Papali'i, Tarponet. Not much better in the comp right now. You know, they're an elite, you know, top tier. You know, obviously, there's as good for sure, but so great stuff. Now, Corey Thompson retires. He's like the best origin, well, not the best origin player there never was, but I would have loved to see him in a Queensland jersey once. That year where he did get selected, then he got injured or whatever, or he was going to get selected. He's just never been appreciated for how good he was, in my opinion.
I think reliability is the most underappreciated thing in rugby league. Mm. And this guy's been so reliable for so long. I mean, remember, was it 2014 he played against you guys, Matty, in that grand final?
Yeah.
He was on the wing for Canterbury in 2014. Mm. Like, and then he just disappeared off the face of the earth, went to England for a couple of years. And, you know, it would have been safe to assume we'd never see Corey Thompson again. Then he came back and, you know, he obviously played at the Tigers and the Titans, pretty tough gigs at all those clubs. But he was always the biggest goer in those sides.
Yeah.
I know there's guys that are bigger, faster, stronger, but
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
He just never let you down.
The thing that this is why I think Corey Thompson never got the appreciation he does. I'm telling you right now, if he was 6 foot doing the same stats as he did at the size he is now, he would be praised way more. It's because he's a little fella and he's always going to get, you know, I guess, pigeonholed as that little fella. But if you just looked at his stats and you compared them to all other wingers and you didn't know what they looked like, how tall they were, you know, all that kind of stuff, how much they weighed, you would not think that that guy is a little, you know, nippy winger.
I mean, you have a look through, like, especially if you take out the Canterbury 2 years where they were pretty good. He played at the Tigers and the Titans, so at every point he was there, we're going like a busted, essentially.
Mm.
Scoring a try every 3 games still.
Yeah. Massive career. Congratulations. And what I love about Corey Thompson is he's one of the guys that could have got, you know, just thrown spat out by rugby league. But what did he end up playing, 150 games? 120?
Yeah, 120-odd. Yep.
Fuck, that's a fair effort for little fella like that on the wing in today's game.
So 122 NRL games plus 49 Super Leagues.
That's such a good effort. Because the amount of times he would have been knocked back for being a little fella on the wing in today's game, like... The size of the wingers today are so big. Like, for example, I bet everyone thinks Alex Johnson is a small winger. Yeah?
Mm.
He's over 6 foot.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? That's a small winger. It's so incredible. Congratulations, Corey Thompson. Amazing career. And I thought 2020, I thought that he was going to get play Origin. I really did. I thought he was there and then he got injured. So that sucks. But outside of that, 120-odd game. Well done, Corey.
Yeah, you have a look at his last 6 seasons. He's averaged more than 100 run metres. Every one of those years. Yes.
Right. Again, if you just took away, like, you'd be like, that's fucking... And also, he's probably got tackle breaks, so probably good, pretty good average as well.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Hi, I'm Ando.
And I'm Fer.
And we host Niñas Bien podcast.
We want to invite you to listen to our show.
Niñas Bien means good girls in Spanish. But you have to know that this is not a podcast for good girls.
Or for girls at all. It is a comedy podcast. So everyone is welcome to listen.
We talk about sex, relationships, technology.
We recommend movies and TV shows and discuss pop culture in general.
And there is Chisme Ajeno too.
A section we have just to gossip about everyone. So you'll find something you like here.
And you'll practice your Spanish.
The cleanest Spanish you'll find, we promise.
And if you already hablas español,
vamos a ser tus nuevas amigas. We'll be your friends for the non-Spanish speakers.
New episodes every Monday and Thursday.
Hosted by Acast and available to all audio platforms.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.